Bob, we're going to go back to your notebook, and it's brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. One of the things, I made Kellen Moore laugh when we had him on last week about, man, you got the yin and the yang of place kickers. Okay, Blake Groupie, we've talked about it. You could sneak him into a high school game and nobody would know that he was a kicker, you know, because of his size. And then Charles Smith, man, he's a big dude. But, man, so far, it's been Groupie. He has been the most consistent guy.
Yeah, no, it's his job to lose. You can have a strong leg, but you got to be accurate. And if you look consistency, I think they both keep kicking the NFL. You know, give an opportunity. And, you know, all you got to do is, you know, be one of 32 kickers. You know, get right place, right time, dealing the competition. But I think it's probably more competition at the punting position and see how that unfolds during training camp than the kicker. I'd be surprised if Blake Groupie is not the kicker for this season going into his third year. You don't have to look like a football player. Come on. You think if he's walking on the street, Mike, he's like 5'7", 150 pounds, 155.
If that.
Yeah. I mean, so, but he, I don't know where he gets all that strength. He has a strong enough leg, and he's accurate. So, no, I think Blake Groupie's going to be the guy just because of consistency, because, yeah, it's good you can make a 60, 70-yard kick, but you cannot afford to miss that kick between 40 and 50 yards. And I'm not saying you're going to miss now and then, but you have to be more consistent. I think that's where Groupie got the advantage over Charlie Smith, who is, looks like a football player. I mean, he's 6'4", 210. You know, you say, well, he looks like a bigger athlete, obviously. But I think given opportunity, he needs to work on his consistency because his leg is way strong enough that he'll be also an NFL kicker, right place, right time. But well, what is your take on the punter? Because
The kid from Alabama's got a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, boy, has Alabama, you think about J.K. Scott, and then they get another one. Australian kicker comes in here, big, strong leg. Now, I thought early on at Alabama, he was hit and miss with punts. But, boy, he got really consistent over the last year and a half for the Crimson Tide.
And he's a big dude.
Yes.
He's 6 foot
and he's got
six.
Good placement skills.
Yeah, James Burnup, 6 foot six, 236. Yeah, it's all about the accuracy, and it's not just how far you could punt it. You know, you're talking about out kicking your coverage, or you want the hang time in the right angle. And like I said, it's not so much today, the punters are so good, it's not so much inside the 20, but inside the 10, if not even the 5 yard line when that comes about. So that'll be interesting to see how that competition unfolds with the punter in training camp, because Hayball, you know, I think he's an NFL punter too. Now, you know, you might have to move and be on a different team, but he's going into his second year out of Vanderbilt. So it's like Australian versus Australian. You know, they'll find you wherever you're at, you know. And they're both SEC guys from Alabama and Vanderbilt. But, Mike, I wanted to bring up also, you know, we're talking about the running back room and what can you, like, average per carry and how you spread it around. I know he would love to have him healthy, but obviously that's not the case. And Coach Moore not having Taysom Hill available. You know, Taysom Hill was having an unbelievable season last year before his injury. Mike, you know, he had like 278 yards rushing, 6 touchdowns. He averaged 7.1 yards a carry. Oh, okay, so I was like, well, we got to get his hands on the ball more. Now he's going to turn. And this month he's turning 35. Now he had a significant knee injury. I think it might be his last hurrah in a Saints uniform or in the NFL, but I know his work ethic. He'll want to bounce back. For instance, we average as a team 4.4 yards, but we gave up 4.9. Kamara was at 4.2. So I look at Taysom Hill at 7.1. That speaks volumes there. But, you know, I always like history. And you look at his skill set. You know, Mike, he is the only player in NFL history when you look at benchmarks in a single game, you know, he's one of two players in NFL history to ever rush for 130 more yards with 3 touchdowns and 8 receptions in a game. You know, you're talking about being well-rounded. The other one was LaDainian Tomlinson. You remember LT? So not Lawrence Taylor, but the other LT. The Pro Football Hall of Famer with the Chargers. He was able to do that rush for 130 more yards and 3 touchdowns and have 8 receptions in a game. And he is the only non-running back in NFL history with multiple games of at least 100 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns. So I don't know. How can you not miss that guy? I mean, Mike, that historic performance he had against the Browns, the NFC Offensive Player of the Week, remember those honors?
Yeah.
He averaged right at 20 yards per carry, 19.8, while racking up a career-high 138 yards rushing against the Browns in Week 11. And that's when he had a new career best, 8 receptions for 50 yards. And then he matched his career high with 3 rushing touchdowns. And he also in that game had an 18-yard pass completion. And a 42-yard kick return.
Kickoff, yeah.
No, Mike, I don't know. That's a star, a superstar. I mean, so hopefully you come back for Thanksgiving. I think they're going to give him every opportunity because he's a football player to contribute on the back end of the season.
I talked to someone who knows him pretty well, and they were like, listen, injuries catch up with everybody. But if anybody can come back from that, it's Taysom Hill. And he was, don't count him out. Now, again, injuries do catch up with you after a period of time. And he's not a young guy anymore.
He's 35.
And so that always sort of plays into it.